This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaidverse magazine, and on today's episode, we continue our reading of Showstride's book 4, Testing Friendships. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week, and if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon. The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's book 4, Testing Friendships, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dybul, read by Piper Clem. Chapter 19. Tally checked the whiteboard in the Field Ridge tack room right when she got to the barn the next day. It was just her and Mac in the 4 p.m. lesson. She put Obi on the cross ties to groom him, but kept craning her neck to see if Mac had arrived. By 3:55, there was still no sign of Mac, so Tally figured she'd gotten up to the ring early to walk around. Up at the outdoor ring, Mac was, in fact, already walking around on Joey and chatting with Ryan. Tally could see she was fanning herself with her hand. Her first ride in a body protector was probably just as hot as Tally's. It might have been mid-September, but it still felt very much like summer. Maggie sat on the bleachers to watch a lesson. Tally mounted up, making sure that Obi didn't walk off until she was ready. The habit had become nearly second nature now. "Hey, Tally, walk on over here," said Ryan. She wished she could catch Mac's eye or just share a moment with her friend. "It's time," Ryan said with a wink, holding up a pair of spurs. "I can't really believe we haven't done this yet, but I'm starting you off with a rounded pair. Your leg and foot position is solid, but just remember that when you turn your toes out, you're using the spur in his side. Only do that when you need it. Your spur backs up your leg the way the dressage whip does. I don't want you going to the spur first." Tally took her feet out of the stirrups and Ryan slid the spurs around the backs of her heels, securing the spur straps under the arches of her feet. Then he buckled them on the tops of her boots and gave Obi a pat on the shoulder. "Let's start with some leg yields at the walk," Ryan said. "Tally, if Obi resists or won't move forward off your leg, turn your toe out and see what kind of reaction you get from the spur." Obi stuck his head in the air when Tally asked him to yield left off the rail, so Tally turned her right toe out as Ryan had explained. Obi lowered his head in response, his hind end came up underneath him, and he moved smoothly to the left. "That's it. Now turn your toe right back in since he listened," Ryan said. "Remember, you don't ever want to use the spur unnecessarily. Both of you girls can leg yield back to the rail now." They practiced leg yielding and bending in both directions. Tally knew they were warming up slowly, both for her sake with the new spurs and for Mac's sake. A month was a long time to be out of the saddle. "Mac, start us off with a serpentine at the trot. Both of you really think about staying straight across the ring. Pick a point and ride straight to it. Don't let them drift." Tally followed Mac on the serpentine, catching glimpses of her friend here and there. Mac was riding with a brace of some sort on her wrist. After a walk break, they cantered for a bit, incorporating a rail on the quarter line to canter over. "How you feeling, Mac Attack?" asked Ryan. "So hot," said Mac, nearly breathless, "and so tired. This feels like major cardio to me today." "It'll come back fast, I promise," Ryan told her. Mac and Tally started their jump school over a rail, set on a line with a raised cavalletti after it. "I haven't walked this yet. How many strides does it look like to you?" Ryan asked. Tally and Mac looked at each other and exchanged shy smiles. "Anyone?" "6, Tally asked. "Okay, go ride it and make it happen in 6. Tally cued Obi into his left lead canter, legging him up to get a good rhythm. They met the rail just right, and Tally counted in her mind. Land, 1, 2, 3. Oh, there's no way this is 6 rides. 4, 5, jump. "Huh. Seems more like a 5 than a 6, huh?" Ryan asked with a wide grin. "Give it a shot, Mac." Mac and Joey cantered along the long side of the ring and turned left up the middle toward the exercise. "Whoa," Mac said when Joey jumped over the rail strong. Tally watched her sink into the tack and close her fingers. Joey condensed his stride and met the cavalletti just right. He seemed happy to have his person back, Tally thought, smiling to herself. They did the exercise a couple more times, alternating between 5 and 6 strides to work on adjustability. "Keep that bouncy up and down canter before you get to the rail," Ryan called out as Tally cantered in on Obi. He cleared the rail and immediately broke to the trot. It took another 2 tries for Tally to condense his stride while keeping the canter. "Not as easy as it looks, right?" Ryan asked. "Now let's jump the outside line in 6 and you'll see how easily it comes up." He took the back rail down from the oxer, so both jumps were on the smaller side. Then he took a towel from the chair in the ring and draped it over the rail on the first jump of the line. He dragged 2 flower boxes from the wall and put them under the rail of the second jump. "Obi is really used to the plain jumps in this ring," said Ryan. "I want to give him something to stare at so it's less of a shock at the horse show. Mac, get this line first. If you do it in 6, let Joey walk and we'll quit with that for today." Matt led Joey into the canter and they approached the line. Tally thought that Mac might look a bit looser overall than usual, but it was hardly a noticeable change. After an injury and a month off of riding, she barely missed a beat.
"Only think about his canter rhythm, Mac," Ryan said.
"Count it out in your head. 1, 2, 1, 2. Keep the rhythm consistent and both jumps will come right up for you." Joey jumped into the line and landed nice and forward. Mackie's back into the saddle.
"Put your shoulders back," called Ryan.
Mac and Joey got a little deep to the out, but nothing major. Joey swapped his lead smoothly before the corner, and Mac rubbed his neck for a stride or two before bringing him down to the walk.
"Nice, Mac, like nothing ever happened," said Ryan.
Mac rolled her eyes, but she was smiling. "It was just one line."
"Sure, but you put in a whole flat lesson and then jumped around a little after 4 weeks of no riding. I'm proud of you, kiddo."
Mac let her reins out on the buckle and bent down to hug Joey's neck.
"You're up, Tal."
Tally asked Obi to canter, and as soon as they were straight to the vertical, she felt him stare at the towel on the jump rail. He sucked back, his canter rhythm all but disappearing.
"Leg him forward,"
Ryan shouted. Obi broke to the trot, and Tally turned her toes out to use her spurs.
"Just trot it, you're fine," said Ryan.
Still staring at the towel, Obi launched high up over the vertical, rounding his back. He landed in a heap, barely cantering.
"Leg, leg, leg," said Ryan.
Tally got a few canter strides out of Obi, but lost count of how many. They jumped out awkwardly over the second jump of the line.
"Come right around and do it again, Tal. Have more pace through the turn, and the minute you feel him suck back, tap him behind your leg with the crop."
Tally did just that, and Obi responded by tossing his head a little, but he listened to her and cantered all the way up to the vertical this time.
"Good, keep going," called Ryan.
Tally managed to canter the whole line this time, adding a stride and jumping out in 6. She asked Obi for a simple change after the out and cantered away with some pace before bringing him down to a walk.
"So he stared a little more than we were expecting, huh?"
Ryan said. Tally nodded. "We'll have another couple of lessons and you'll trot into the lines at the horse show. That's why we're putting him in the division we did. We'll just keep building on this. Good job today, girls. I'll see you tomorrow."
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe.
To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.